plant-based pork substitute has been launched at CES by one of the leading alternative meat producers. A food product unveiled at the CES tech show? You betcha. Hmm. There's some serious tech involved in creating this sustainable alternative to meat. The new product contains no gluten, animal hormones, or antibiotics, and is designed to comply with kosher and halal rules. The firm's sausage and plant-based pork products, similar to ground beef substitute, are made using heme, a molecule derived from plants that contains iron and resembles blood. Heme is found in real meat, but can be produced without farming animals. Impossible Foods founder and chief executive Patrick Brown says their expanding product says of their expanding product line, quote, "We won't stop until we eliminate the need for animals in the food chain and make the global food system sustainable," end quote. Beyond that, Impossible Pork contains around half the calories of sausage meat and is also significantly lower in fat. Until recently, China was home to around half the world's farmed pigs, but millions of them have died or been culled due to the spread of the African swine fever, a viral disease that infects pigs and has no known cure. Pork is in huge demand in Asia. China alone produces and consumes more of the meat than any other country. Impossible Foods say that their synthetic pork product will suit a variety of Asian dishes.
That's interesting.
We're at that point where, like I think I said on a show years ago, won't it be neat when they can synthesize this?
Right, and they're here. They are in that tricky little spot where they're just about to tip right over into full synthesization. I can't speak, but
what's weird about it from a technology standpoint is that it's like meat. Like, it's not like ground mushrooms held together with gluten.
Right. That's where I have a hard time. So I don't eat meat, but I don't eat meat because I don't like meat. And so I don't like the Impossible
So that's different from the ethical or sustainability perspective.
Exactly. Whereas, like, people who want to eat healthier or want to, to tread lighter
Less
on the earth,
fire.
I'm happy that all of those things are happening in my life, but that's not the reason I don't eat meat.
Okay.
So once they're able to do bacon, I think that that's the point when everybody in this whole world is going to be like...
And everyone who says, but they have vegetarian bacon.
But it's not.
It's
the
not.
Same. 'Cause, and I can tell you that because I like the vegetarian bacon and I don't like bacon. So that means that it doesn't
Weird.
Taste like bacon.
How do you not like bacon?
No. I do like spicy flavors.
I, on the other hand, eat meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I've tasted a lot of these alternatives.
Yeah. Have you tried the Impossible Burger?
Does anyone sell it?
Yes. Plenty of places, including grocery stores.
Any,
and it's very
Any restaurant
expensive. I think the... what's the one on...
I think the one that I've tried is Beyond Burger, not Impossible Burger.
Right. That's what, A&W or something?
Yeah, A&W has them.
Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
And?
It was good, but it was tougher than beef.
Okay.
It didn't have a nice... soft, like beef tenderness. It was tougher. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed glutinous to me.
Okay.
So, but that, so I, yeah, it was good, but I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it personally. But if you were a vegetarian or a vegan and needed an alternative, then it's a reasonable alternative.
And I mean, if in China they're having a big pork shortage.
This is it.
And they use full flavored dishes, right? So I think that really just mimicking the texture is probably all you really need to do, because
it's not always needed. Like, I mean, if you have some soup and you want to just have like a couple of meaty chunks in it, like throw in some pork alternative, whatever.
Exactly.
What I want to know though is, how did it end up at CES?
Because of the technology.
Right,
involved.
But what technology?
I know. I want to know more about it. I want to know more about
it. Like, you guys are sitting there going, meat, no meat. I'm thinking, meat, good. Bacon, good. Pig, good.
How you do that.
But how they do... Exactly. Yeah. Like, what is it about the tech that makes this happen? Because
Jeff,
they clearly...
It's science.
It's
but the fact
science.
That there's a tech that pulls a specific thing out of plants
that
to
is
then produce
like
it. It's
like the same thing that comes out of meat.
Yeah, like, that in
and it's like they're creating
crazy.
Synthetic meat from plants.
What happens to the
but
rest it, of the
but
plant?
It's that's what I mean by it's different from ground up vegetables held together with gluten.
It's not like texturized vegetable protein. It's like
It's like meat.
It's like
in meat. A lot of ways.
This is
like it's very, very similar.
That's yeah. where I. That's where
they're getting to that point.
Yeah. I still yeah. want real bacon.
It's like the Petri dish. This is not, but like when we've talked about the Petri dish meat that is grown in a dish
yes.
that has never actually been an animal.
That just right. sounds gross.
Yeah, it totally does. From a sustainability standpoint, though, I do understand that there's too much factory farming going on. I understand that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for health's sake, I'm going to, like, eat healthier. Right. I'm still eating meat, but I'm not eating as much
right.
of unhealthy stuff.
I just don't cook my eggs in my bacon grease anymore. See? Healthier.
Perfect.
Moving right along.
That's Jeff's solution.